Caitlin might pull a few votes from the Democrats, probably more so than Larry Elder. But a lot of people, he checks a lot of boxes. If you think like a liberal Democrat, he has the right pigment in his skin, check. He does have name recognition, check. So there's a couple of things that are working to his advantage. But then again, you look at Caitlyn Jenner, transgender, and the rainbow flag flies, I guess, for Caitlyn Jenner. Unless they are intolerant on the left, and of course, since Caitlin has an R next to his or her name, then indeed they're not going to move forward and support her. So, you know, I don't know, but I like the idea of Larry Elder throwing his name in the hat. He's very easy to like, and he is a conservative, and maybe the people of California have had enough of the antics of those mask mandates and everything else, especially with what is happening in Los Angeles County over the course of the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, the fact that they are masking up again, and you've got a sheriff that won't enforce the mandate. And by the way, that's an issue that we may end up tackling here before too long, if Metro will end up enforcing this mask mandate on employees. Well, we can talk about that obviously coming up. Speaking of coming up, Chuck Muth didn't go. He thought of going to the Clark County Republican Party meeting last night, decided not to. And today, he says he's glad he didn't go. And we'll get a chance to pick his brain about what went down last night. It's just crazy what's going on in the Republican Party here in Clark County. It's you want to talk about disarray. We got it big time. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Coming up on 5:30 as we check out our traffic cams right now, looks like there is a crash. It's partially blocking the right lane, Interstate 15 southbound at Oakey. Also, we are getting some reduced speeds through the resort area there, northbound at Hacienda, southbound 15 at Owens, slow through there as well. Bumper-to-bumper conditions on the 515 southbound at Charleston. Eastbound at Main Street, very sluggish through there as you go from four lanes down to two. So you're going to have some backups through the spaghetti bowl there. Also, lane restrictions, that's causing some congestion on the Southern Beltway as well. 215 westbound at Green Valley, also slow. 215 eastbound, that's at Valley Verde.
UMail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Not going to be that long until the Vegas Golden Knights are back on the ice. The preseason schedule has been announced for the Golden Knights. They are going to play their first game on September 26th at home against the San Jose Sharks. They'll have home games against the Sharks, also against the Kings and the Coyotes, while they will go on the road to take on Colorado and San Jose. They're also going to have a game in Salt Lake City where they're going to match up against the Kings. In Oakland, the city council has voted 6-1 in favor of a non-binding term sheet for the A's proposed waterfront ballpark. However, the terms inside of it are ones not really agreed upon by the A's, so this doesn't mean much of anything. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
Finding your true love is one of life's great adventures. Let Christian Mingle guide you on this journey and join our growing community of practicing singles looking for the one. Life is full of surprises. The one God intends for you might be closer than you think, even at your church. Embrace the adventure that awaits you with Christian Mingle. Visit ChristianMingle.com/radio today. That's ChristianMingle.com/radio.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Wednesday, hump day edition of Live and Local. Boy, I tell you, what a great day it's been so far. And we're not done. We are not done. Chuck Muth is the president of Citizen Outreach, and he went just absolutely nuts earlier. He released another Muth's Truths, and it was fascinating. It was the meeting he did not go to, the Clark County Republican Party elections. He was going to go and didn't go. But then he wrote about it today, and I finally had to ask him, what is it that got into you, Chuck?
What got into me at the last minute was some common sense. I almost went to that meeting where they were supposed to elect a new chairman last night, and then my better sense got a hold of me, and I said, you know, I'm not going to waste my time going over there, and I'm glad I didn't, because first they locked out hundreds. I was told there maybe even more than 1,000 people showed up for that meeting last night. And got locked out, weren't allowed in, including people who believed that they had signed up properly and should have been members allowed to vote. And when all was said and done, they said the Pledge of Allegiance, and then the current chairman, David Sajak, just recessed the meeting, ended it. So there was no election last night. There was no vote taken. No one knows when that election will take place, or under what conditions, or who will be allowed to vote. I mean, it was worse than a clown circus over there last night.
Let me ask you, this is not your first rodeo relative to party politics, and I'm just curious, these credentialing fights, is this something that goes on all the time?
Oh, if it wasn't a credentialing fight, Kevin, it would be something else. But yeah, these have been going. Like, I was elected chairman of the Clark County Republican Party way back in 1995, so 25 years plus ago. And they had credentials fights back then when I was the chairman, and they've had them ever since. And it shouldn't be that difficult. Here's what I honestly believe, that the Clark County Republican Party should be posting the names, not the email addresses, but the names of every voting member of the Clark County Central Committee. One of the problems with the credentials is that people showed up thinking they were duly elected members of the committee, only to find out that their name wasn't on the list, and they don't find that out until they get to the meeting. Whereas if they kept an active roster, and let's face it, it's your information is public, because you can only be a member of the Central Committee if you're a registered voter, and if you're a registered voter, your address is already public information. So there's no reason for them not to do this in advance. It shouldn't be a secret. People shouldn't have to guess, am I on, am I not on? It's just absurd. And, look at how many membership organizations there are all over the world that don't have these problems every time they have a meeting once a month or once every other month.
And by the way, this is what is intriguing to me, that most organizations want more members, not less members. And I guess my question is, what seems to be the rationale of the current leadership of the Clark County GOP relative to you know, how many members we're going to have on the Central Committee? I can't make heads or tails of this thing.
Yeah, that's an easy one. You know, what's the old saying, Kevin? It's not who casts the votes, but who counts the votes. And when you are in a totalitarian regime and you're running an autocratic organization the way David Sajak has been running, he doesn't want more members. He wants more members who will vote for him. And so he's abusing his powers as chairman and trying to finagle bylaws and play all these other rules games to keep people out who won't support him, won't support his candidates, won't support his agenda. He wants to shut them out. And that's what this is really all about. It comes down to maybe there's right now 300-400 members of the Clark County Central Committee. Let's say it's 400. He wants to make sure that he's got 201 firmly in his camp. And if anybody comes in and he's not sure, well, then maybe they get in and maybe they don't.
Again, Chuck Muth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach and the author of Muth's Truths. I'm curious, Dave Sajak, is he running? Was he going to run last night for office?
No, he's the incumbent. He's been a complete disaster as chairman of the party for the last 2 years, I guess it was, or at least certainly this last election cycle. From reports that I've heard, he has a real estate business in, I think it's Georgia, it might be Alabama, but somewhere down there in the southeast, and he spends most of his time there, and he just jets into Nevada for the rare meetings that he actually convenes. He's just been absolutely terrible. He's a complete, is moron too strong of a word? No, moron isn't too strong of a word. Politically, the guy knows absolutely nothing. He doesn't even know what he doesn't know, Kevin. And it's a shame because he's got this position of power. He's able to control certain things, but the one thing he wasn't able to control was running the organization effectively to help Republican candidates actually get elected.
Now I'm curious. They essentially postponed the meeting. They just unplugged it. It was as if they unplugged the microphones and said, "Nope, we're not going to have a meeting." When will they have a meeting? I mean, they have to elect new officers at some point, don't they?
Well, they do, and I think that's part of the problem is that they're scheduled to meet every other month, and the election is scheduled for July. So if he had adjourned the meeting, and this is part of the little games they play with the rules, whether it's their bylaws or Robert's Rules of Order or even the Nevada revised statutes, according to the rules, they have to have an election in July. So if he had adjourned the meeting, they would not have held the election. They would have been violation of their rules. So he played this little game where they simply went into a recess. So the next regularly scheduled meeting would be September, but they're in recess between now and September. So I guess, depending on how their bylaws are written, with a certain amount of notice, and maybe it's 10 days notice, they can reconvene that recessed meeting and hold the election. And again, I'm not sure exactly what the bylaws say. You know, maybe it's you have to have 5 days notice, maybe 10 days, maybe it's 30. I don't even know, you know, what their rules are. But that's what can happen between now and the September meeting. They could have an extension of this meeting that they recessed last night.
Because we're already at the 21st of July, and if we want to have an election, I want to ask you though. Do most people out there, you think, care about how the sausage is being made when it comes to the Republican Party? And what is the significance of what happened last night going forward?
Oh, heck no. Most people have no idea that such a meeting even took place, let alone had an interest in it. But that goes to, the 80-20 rule. 80% of the work being done will be done by 20% of the people involved. And so you have just a small number of Republicans willing to devote their time to be a member of the policymaking organization for the Republican Party here in Clark County. Again, I believe that they could have if I'm not mistaken, again, they may have changed the rules, Kevin, but I believe you can have three members on the Central Committee for every precinct in the county, which means the committee could be as many as 1,500, maybe 2,000 people, for all I know. But traditionally, what you'll get is maybe a maximum of around 300 to 400 people who will actually show up the third Tuesday of every other month and sit through the arguments and the fights and the credentialing reports and try to do the party's business. For those people, this is extremely important, and it's extremely relevant to what they're trying to accomplish. This is something that they've devoted themselves to doing, and to have their efforts and their interest in this process to be turned away last night the way Chairman Sajak did is just unconscionable that he would do something like that to these Republicans who are actively trying to get out there and, God forbid, elect more Republicans to office.
Well, and that's something that I know we're going to be talking about over the course of the next couple of months, that now's a time when Republicans ought to be getting together, not being torn apart. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know. Carrie Buck, I know, was running for chair. I don't know if she'll continue to do that. She's a newly elected state senator and, you know, has a lot of promise, a lot of potential. And a lot of people are saying, you know, a lot of people were questioning why she decided to run for party chair when she's got bigger fish to fry, and that is keeping her seat in the state Senate. Anyway, stay where you are. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
New Mill Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why. They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with New Mill Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way of the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. New Mill Medical's special care starts with the first visit, and they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out Numail Medical by going to numailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com. Or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators, Numail Medical. 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
Politics is broken. It doesn't take much to see the way partisan politics so often put the priorities of the political class ahead of those of everyday Nevadans. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. Politics have failed Nevadans for far too long, with both Republicans and Democrats letting down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. Isn't it time we start putting ideas, started putting policy ahead of the politics and the politicians? Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn how we're doing just that. As a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization, Nevada Policy has put ideas over politics for the last 30 years. And moving forward, free market, pro-liberty solutions, regardless of the political landscape. Partner with us at NevadaPolicy.org and help us build a movement that focuses on the ideas that will make a difference. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I've been scouring the wires all afternoon looking for stuff from some of these Texas legislators who fled the state, jumped on private jets, flew to D.C., and brought with them the coronavirus. Six of them tested positive, and that's only as of today. The weird thing is that it totally debunked their message of voting rights and things like that. They're trying to prevent a voting rights piece of legislation from being enacted, signed into law by Governor Greg Abbott down in Texas. So they hightailed it out of there. But I want you to hear, this is Britt Hume and his reaction to the Texas legislators' D.C. fiasco. This was on Fox News Channel last night with kind of a tongue-in-cheek a little bit. Give a listen.
The Texas legislators who came here and looked at themselves as heroes, and Chuck Schumer looked up to them teary-eyed, now find themselves overwhelmed by the reality that they irresponsibly left Austin with no battle plan, and now find themselves the subject of being COVID-19 positive, not warriors for a cause. What's your reaction to how they stepped on their message?
Well, the whole trip has turned into be a complete fiasco, because leaving the legislature down there and depriving it of a quorum is interfering with the democratic process in the state of Texas. And what are they here to protest? Alleged interference in the democratic process because of a law on voting and how it's to be conducted that has been passed by the Texas House and is headed for the test by the Texas Senate and is headed for the House. So to protest interference in the democratic process, they are, guess what, interfering in the democratic process, and then they fly up here and come down, a bunch of them come down with COVID, which is extremely embarrassing. So the whole trip, I think, is just a total loss for them as a political matter.
Right. Speaking of total loss, every time the vice president takes on a mission, they seem to be raising eyebrows. For example, her latest mission to get everyone vaccinated, she tapped into the Bible. Let's listen together.
The very essence of what the Bible tells us when it says, love thy neighbor. And in the face of that stranger, you see a friend. That's what this is about. And so by getting vaccinated, you are loving your neighbor.
Now I get it. What's your reaction to Reverend Harris?
Well, look, if you want to get a shot, on the theory that you won't be likely to contract the disease and you'll be unlikely to spread it, and that's an act of generosity toward your neighbor. There's nothing wrong with that. It seems a little bit of a stretch, but my view of that is love your neighbor is a good message. Brian, there's something I'd like to mention here,
yep.
And that is that all of this discussion now of people getting infected after having the vaccines is a little bit needs a little bit of perspective, which is simply this. We don't know how sick these people are who are getting it. We don't know how grave a threat it is. We hear, 40% of hospitalizations in Britain are people who are vaccinated. We don't know how sick they are. And all along, the reason for the extreme measures that were taken, the shutdowns, the closing of the schools, the constant wearing of the masks, and so on, which has done great collateral damage to our country, has been on the premise that we're dealing with a deadly disease. I think the presence of the vaccine and the fact that a great many people have natural immunity occasioned by the fact that they had the vaccine and survived it has meant that this thing is simply not the threat it once was. You know, it's fun to talk about the cases and how many there are and so on. But the fact of the matter is that this virus now, because of all that's happened, is very much less dangerous than it used to be. And let us pray, Brian, that we don't lapse back into lockdowns and universal masking and all those things that have been so difficult.
Britt Hume, former managing editor for Fox News Channel, is still borderline brilliant. I mean, every time I see him, I end up saying, "Now, I hadn't even thought of that." He always brings something new and fresh to the table, and he is one of the senior statesmen from Fox News Channel and in the media in general. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand. Take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. The past year has been tough for a lot of folks who found themselves facing an unplanned retirement. Can we prepare for that? With some insight as America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, can the unknown be a part of our retirement plan?
Steve, the unknown's always going to be here. Who would have known about COVID before COVID came?
Exactly.
And what it did to not only people's health, but also our government programs, everything has changed just because of disease. And that's a bad one. But what can happen next? We always say, we get all complained about what happened yesterday. What's going to happen tomorrow? We don't know. And no one ever knows what's going to happen tomorrow. So our team here will help you create a financial and wealth management plan with specific goals and strategies that you choose so you can worry more about life and less about your money. Very, very important, because there's like five main enemies here we have to look forward to when we approach retirement. We need income. That's an income enemy, Steve. If we don't have an income plan, we're not going to have a comfortable retirement. We need our investments in the right place as we get closer or into retirement. We need an estate plan. We need to make sure a estate plan is how you're going to pass your money on when you're not here anymore. We need a tax plan. We have a tax navigation strategy we work, which helps you navigate the tax system as you get older and into retirement. Folks, doing this can get more money in your pocket if you do it the right way by taking advantage of all the tax advantages that you have out there. And we have health care. We need to worry about health care. We need to make sure we have a long-term care plan as well. So strategies for financial independence, if you're interested in that, the next 20 people who call right now will sit down for you and give you your very own strategic independence plan all the way through retirement.
A fantastic offer, Coach. Call 888-702-6932 or text VEGAS to 888-702-6932. Call or text the word VEGAS to 888-702-6932 to take advantage of this incredible offer.
Investment advisory services provided by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered investment advisor.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, we were talking earlier. We played that clip for you from Greg Abbott. It was on with Sandra Smith, and they were talking about Texas and how they're dealing with the mask mandate relative to schools. And it occurred to me that we're not that far away from August 9th. I believe it's August 9th is the first day of school. And if the COVID-19 pandemic keeps going in the direction it's going right now, we're all going to be wearing masks. And what we do in our schools